Pomp and Joe reunited. We have a Steelers depth chart for the first time this year. We're going to talk about that next segment, but we've hit on something here. Noticing last night, the few fans that were there, very excited, especially the one angle of the Sawinski slide. You look down the third baseline, people having a great time. Ran into a woman this morning over at a Mount Lebanon coffee shop, Bob. And she took her kid there last night. They had a great time. I don't know why we want to, you know, deprive people of that. But worse than that, why we want to blame them. Blame them? Everybody agrees. Everybody listening. Everybody on this show. Every single person I know agrees that the Pirates' problem begins and really ends with ownership. I've been writing and talking about this for the better part of my career, more than any other topic, because people, you know, I talked about Ben, the good and bad, mostly good for his whole career, but he's retired. The Bob Nutting thing has been a constant for a quarter century. We all agree on that. The people in the building are not to blame. They're not complicit. They're living their lives, going out and enjoying a ball game. Bob agrees. The hyena from the last segment does not agree limits, I don't think. Does he?
No, he seemed very upset about the matter.
Yep.
There's his laugh, and this was his conversation.
Yep. That doesn't mean you can't
listen to you.
Listen to you
telling people, that you don't go to the games and don't watch it. You're calling a sports
understand,
talk radio show. And in fact,
he's in it for the money.
Yeah, we do.
He's not in it. Because, I got to win.
Right, we understand. We understand. Now, if you could shut up for a moment, but you can't. You can't shut up for a moment, can you? Yeah, there you go.
Shut up, can you?
Can you?
I have. Can you?
No, you're not. You're laughing like a hyena, and you keep saying the same thing over and over again. There you go again. There he goes again. There he goes again.
There he goes again, Bob.
Yeah.
I think that may have moved past Tony. On the all-time list there.
Tony! Can you intersperse the hyena's laugh with Ron's laugh? Is there a way to juxtapose those both? Now, did the hyena try to call back?
Oh, he tried.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
You like that, Joe?
I don't like that. Did you talk to the hyena or you just recognized his number?
No, his name popped back up, but we were mid-conversation, so I wanted to pay attention. Mike.
Mike. From where?
Mount Pleasant.
Mount Pleasant. Well, there you go. He's very pleasant. All he does is laugh. Let's get back to the lines.
All right, let's go to Tom. He is in Clinton.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hopefully I won't have any animal nicknames by the end of the call, but sometimes that keeps the morning moving.
It does, yeah.
Joe hands out in nicknames really quickly, too. It doesn't take long.
So my question is, I'm going to the game Thursday with my girlfriend, and we'll go to four or five games a year. And deep down, if we win one or two of them, you know, it's no big deal. If we lose, you know, more than we win and, you know, we lose 5-1 and whatever. But luckily, baseball is a sport enough where, you know, just like they say any given Sunday in football, any team could win. And they have so many different things that they still do at PNC Park in between all the half innings with the pierogi races and the hot dogs that are always going to keep kids going there. And my question is, why won't they lower ticket prices ever so slightly to get people in the door when people like me are going to spend $36 on beer and hot dogs?
Yeah, I think that's a good comment, actually. I think they should, based on, again, the product that's on the field. That's first and foremost. So I think they should do, you know, and I think that would be well received by people in the public, by media people, if they would do something like that. But don't hold your breath because it's not coming.
I mean, I'm just thinking, like, if you got a few more thousand people to go to the game, they'd have any form of slight inclination to go back to another game. And, you know, it becomes a not expensive night out, but, you know, $150 for the two of us to go.
I do agree with you.
And it's like, if I'm going to pay $17 for a beer and I'm going to have to wait in a long line already, like, why not sell those seats like they used to in the upper level for $9 or $10? Because you're going to make $40 off me. And if all you care about is money, get more money.
Well, here's the thing. back in March, Yahoo did a report on the MLB teams with the highest and lowest median ticket prices. I don't know if the Pirates would agree or disagree with this, but they're way too high on that list.
Again, for the product.
It's a beautiful ballpark. I get it.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, you got to give them more than that if you're going to jack prices up.
How is it?
To your point, all that other stuff more than makes up for dropping a ticket price by a couple of bucks.
Yeah, there's no way the Pirates are in the top 10 in median ticket price at 102. Now, I guess a lot of numbers could go into that, but that doesn't even make sense.
And we got to find a way for all these like third-party ticket sites and everything to not have these outrageous fees, which is just so ridiculous. Surcharge fee, $10 because, a ticket, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be 7-8 years ago when, you know, the Pirates were somewhat closer to being good back when they made the playoffs a while ago. There were so many season ticket holders that got so many more benefits that if they didn't want to go to a game, you could buy tickets on the third-party website
right.
for $12 or $14.
And again, it's extremely understandable that people no longer want to go to Pirates games. I don't begrudge those people one bit. But I am now looking at the median ticket prices, Bob, and it goes, how are the A's number one in median ticket price at 181?
181. I don't understand that one.
Then it doesn't make sense. Dodgers make sense. Rays don't. Astros, Red Sox, Cubs, Phillies, Padres, Yankees all make sense. And then the Pirates at 102?
The Rays and the A's, maybe just because of the capacity in that ballpark, is just so small when playing in the minor league parks.
So the only people who maybe buy tickets, see, I don't know how they measured this. Maybe try to buy good tickets. Maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. That's very odd. Data collected by resale ticket app Game Time. And that says median ticket price.
Well, that seems for a home game. That seems awfully high.
For the Pirates or for like the A's and the Rays?
For both, for all of those. Again, the whole logic is to get them in the ballpark. Once you do,
right.
You can do a lot of things with extra money. Because people are going to spend. There's no question. Every concession stand I've ever seen is never unpopulated. There are lines waiting to get into them. So,
and then you look at MLB attendance, and the Pirates are one of the lowest teams in the league, which, of course, is also understandable. They're fifth lowest. The only teams lower than them. Guess who the four teams lower than them are, both of you.
In attendance?
Yeah.
Well, the Rays and the A's.
Yeah, those two teams.
Yep.
Because of what they're doing.
Oh, my
right
God.
Now.
The A's are at 9,692.
Yeah, they don't fit a lot of people in that park.
Beyond that, I would say Chicago
Rays,
White Sox.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
And the other Florida team. Boy, baseball's really taken off in Florida, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, they sold out the weekend with the Yankees in town. They swept the Yankees, those Marlins.
Oh, they're hot. I mean, they're playing well. And Tampa Bay has played well almost every year in recent memory, yet they're drawing under 10,000 people. That is just a crying shame. And the Pirates are way down under 20,000. So basically, I mean, people have already made their statement by not going. You right. know what I mean? So I still, that just reinforces the point of why blame the people, their most loyal fans who want to go and buy season tickets. It's their money. Next.
All right, let's go to Emmanuel. He's in Carnegie.
Hello, Emmanuel.
Hello, how y'all doing?
Good.
What's up, Emmanuel?
Hey, I agree with all of y'all. All three of y'all are just the pillars of common sense. You can't blame the fans for going to the games. You know, and first of all, you know, every fan has their own agenda, like the previous caller, you know, date night. Some people have family night. Sometimes it's like a work event. So there's different agendas. Me personally, I don't go to games as much to be honest, I'm probably not going to go for the rest of the season because the end result of those games, I'm really passionate about. So it's not really like an entertainment experience when we're losing. I get a little bit frustrated, to be honest. So I'm probably not going to go to the game, but even Hyena, he watches the games. We know that.
Even Hyena.
Local TV revenue has a big factor into, you know, Bob Nutting in his pockets. And let's be honest, do you really think that Bob Nutting will prefer a sellout crowd over, you know, 11,000 going to the games? So, you know, he wants to win in his way. And he probably doesn't know how to do it in the most productive manner. But he still wants to win. He wants to sell out crowd.
Well, he wants to win the profit game. That's the game he's won, and that's the game he will continue to win based on how he...
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to say that he wants to win. There, he does nothing to show that.
No. He has every reason to... If he really wants to win, he can make blanket statements with blank checks.
But I completely respect your decision not to go. But yes, we all know...
But he does go. He has a date night once in a while. So, once in a while, yeah.
But he said not the rest of this year, which I get, obviously. And also, he referred to, there's no doubt Hyena watches the games, Bob. You agree?
Yeah, I think so.
I remember when
the NFL went through this whole thing where people were going to boycott them and never watch another game for political reasons and everything else. And you know that's not true. I mean, there's only so much entertainment viewing to be made on weekends. And most of it is sports related. So you'll watch.
Absolutely. Fan Twitter brought to you. What are the Pirates TV ratings? Can you look up those right now, where they rank this year, or what's happening with those limits? Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Listen to Pomp and Joe on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And finally, Bob, the Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Bob, you must be getting geared up for the first preseason game. When is it?
Yeah, this is coming Saturday down in Jacksonville, Florida. So, the first opportunity to see a lot of these rookies, specifically this whole rookie class that many of them already installed as, significant players, from starters to number two on depth charts. So you get a chance to see them. I'm wondering how much quarterback play we're actually going to see.
Let's talk about that.
But I will predict for you that Will Howard will become either much bigger in stature or not. If he has a good game, you watch how that takes off.
Oh, you watch how that takes off. Let's talk about that. The first preseason game. Not only your prep work, Bob, but yes, how the quarterbacks play out, who plays, who doesn't, and the first Steelers depth chart is out. And I think the biggest story, I got to take one more closer look at it, but at first blush, the biggest story to me came at receiver. I'll tell you what's going on